I'm Jack Lessenberry. The battles over the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare if you're a Republican, have been bitterly fought and, at least for the time being, won. The president's main goal is to make health insurance and health care available to more people, and he's done that. There's still a problem, however. Even if you have coverage, it's hard to get health care without a doctor, especially what's known as a primary care physician. Specialists are thick on the ground, especially in affluent areas like Birmingham or Ann Arbor. But you're going to need a lot of luck if you have to try finding a general practitioner, pediatrician, or psychiatrist in rural northern Michigan or the city of Detroit itself. If you have small children, you're probably better off medically if you live in Oakland or Washtenaw counties. They have 10 times as many pediatricians as the medical profession considers ideal for the size of the population. But if you have kids and are thinking about taking a job in the far-off Keweenaw Peninsula, good luck. Those statistics come from a report published this summer by the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, which has been doing important, nonpartisan research and policy analysis for nearly a century. They conducted a comprehensive study of medical care and found that Michigan has an overall shortage of primary care providers, one that's likely to get worse. This is something I've been hearing about anecdotally for years from doctors or people who've been looking for a primary care provider. The CRC report provides solid evidence that that's the case. And while there's a shortage, the problem is even more one of distribution. Pleasant, relatively rich areas are well served, poor areas not. This not only sounds unfair, it has social consequences. Areas with more primary care doctors have lower mortality rates. There's a number of reasons for this. Doctors, like everyone else, prefer living in nicer places. But specialists also tend to be paid more, and the average medical school graduate emerges something like $150,000 in debt. Eric Lufer, the president of Citizens Research Council, wrote a column last weekend in which he outlined a number of policy initiatives our leaders could take, including loan forgiveness for primary care physicians and changing Medicaid reimbursement rates and other provider payment systems in a way more favorable to primary care physicians. Trouble is, Michigan has a legislature that cannot even manage simple road repair, and whose members regard any kind of government spending as anathema. Battle Creek's Joe Schwartz, who's both a politician and a practicing physician, has a simpler plan that I think makes a lot of sense. He'd have the state spend about $12 million a year for scholarships for 40 or 50 students willing to go into primary care. They would get a free medical education in return for making a commitment to practice in an area in the state where the need exists for a minimum of 8 years. Schwartz thinks we'd be getting a bargain. When you think of what we spend on prisons, the cost would be insignificant. Nothing is more important than the future health of our citizens. Now all we need is a political will to get it done.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.